Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Its pages burn with the truth eternal, and they glow with the light sublime. The Bible stands though the hills may tumble.
It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble.
I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast today. We'll be studying Colossians chapter 4, verses 2 through 6. We'll probably be in this passage over the next 3 days. Have pencil and paper ready to take notes. Have your King James Bible ready. And let's get ready to go into the depths of God's Word. Now, before we do that, maybe you have a chance to call a friend and ask them to listen in. And this is how the Lamp and Light ministry can expand and reach others with the Word of God. I've heard of some folks that listen to our ministry that have a group together, and they listen as a group to the Word of God being taught, and also gives them things for group discussion, which is, from what I understand, comes out okay. So that might even be an idea. We do like to hear from you. Our announcer gives you our address at the conclusion of each radio broadcast. And my friend, we want to hear from you. Now, notice I didn't say we want you to send us money. I said we want to hear from you. Let us know if this radio ministry is a blessing to you. Some sit before their radio day after day listening to various radio broadcasts, and those broadcasts are great blessings to them, but they never write them, never let them know they're listening, never let them know what a blessing or a help it is to them. And my friend, these radio ministries need your encouragement. They need your help. And I know I need it. And so please, please write us and let us know you're listening. If you have a Bible question, write that to us. Now, we may put together a radio broadcast that includes your Bible questions. And so please, please write us soon and let us know that you're listening. Let us know that this ministry is a blessing to you. Now, our text is Colossians chapter 4. Verses 2 through 6. I've titled this section, Our Mission as Christians. Our Missions as Christians. Now, if you want a CD of this broadcast, the entire message, which will be over a 3-day period, if you want that on one CD, then write us in to get the $5 and let us know the passage, which is Colossians 4, 2 through 6, or the title, Our Mission as Christians, and give us your return address so we can mail it back to you, and we'll get that out to you as soon as possible. Now, if you'll follow along in your text, Colossians 4, verses 2 through 6, continue in prayer and watching the same with thanksgiving, with all praying also for us, that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds, that I might make it manifest as I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man. Now, my friend, every Christian has a call and a work. I have a work to do. You have a work to do. And it is important that each of us see the overall plan of God and then set out to do our part in that plan. Now, let us look to an overview of our text and then see some other scriptures in the plan of God for the age. Now, notice the request in verse 3. He asked them that they would pray for them that God would open to them a door of utterance. And he goes on to say that they would speak the mystery of Christ for which he was in bonds. Now, the door of utterance comes from logos, and the word utterance is the Greek word logos or logos, and it's a Greek word that many Bible students know that is used to refer to the Bible. Many times this word is translated word instead of utterance. And so he said, pray that a door of the word or of utterance might be open unto me. What word? Well, the word, the logos, the utterance of God. Utterance carries with it the idea in this passage of a chance to preach the word in such a way that no one can be indifferent to the word. Now, I would hope that our radio listeners would pray that way, that as I speak each day on this broadcast, that you would pray that as I preach and teach this, the word of God, that no one could be indifferent. Pray that God would give me utterance, yea, even a door of utterance. Now, that's what Paul is saying to these people. I want you to pray that I will have utterance. He was already in bonds because he had utterance, because he was preaching the word of God. Now, he wanted to speak the mystery of Christ. Now, word mystery, so often we see that, we wonder, what does that mean? Well, it's defined as the secret of the saving grace and mercy of God towards sinners, hid through ages, but hinted at through types and prophecy, is now laid open in the appearing of the Son of God from heaven, and in his suffering upon the cross, and in his resurrection from the dead. If I put that in today's vernacular, I might say something that was once hid, that was spoken of in code, is now revealed for all to understand. And that is Jesus Christ, who died, was buried, and rose again for our sins, that we might have eternal life. Now, making it manifest has the idea of making it clear. The word manifest literally means to remove the lid, to reveal openly, to make known. Essentially, he wanted to be able to make the gospel as clear and plain to people that they might see their need of salvation, that they may see that Jesus is their only hope, that he is their Savior. And my friend, they wanted him to see Jesus as the Savior as much as a dying man in a desert would like to see water. That man in the desert that's been wandering without water and food, and oh boy, if he could just see some water to taste it and to have the bread. Well, my friend, that's the idea here, that we might make manifest. They just had that desire that was that great to make known the gospel of Christ to a lost and dying world. A mystery of supply is available to the need of this world. You know, we're told in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 that the Old Testament was written for our admonition. And it gives an excellent illustration of this when we see the four leprous men at the gate of Samaria. Do you remember the story? Things were hard, that even one lady and another lady that were living together had babies, and they cooked the one lady's baby. And the next day, the other lady hid her baby so they couldn't cook and eat it. But they were actually turned to cannibalism because their city was surrounded by soldiers and there was hardly any food or water or drink left in the city. And they're about to lose everything. But there were four leprous men that sat outside the city gate of Samaria. And God caused the Syrian armies to hear a noise. They thought it was a mighty army coming against them. And so they fled. And they left everything behind. Food, victuals, horses. I mean, they just took off. They left everything. Well, here the Samaritans are. They're starving in the city. They're eating their own children. They don't know the Syrians have left. The four lepers decided to take a chance by walking up to the camp of the Syrians. They kill them. They said, well, we've got leprosy. We're going to die by starvation if we stay back at Samaria. So let's just take a chance. Maybe we'll get something to eat before we die. And so they go out there. And, of course, the Syrians are gone. They're nowhere to be found. And so they decided, well, look, let's take care of our hunger. And so they began going around, and boy, going from tent to tent, they're getting the gold and the riches, and they're getting the food. They're having a great time. I mean, this is good as far as they're concerned. Now, at this point, there's food out there, and there's plenty for everyone in the city. The problem is nobody in the city knows it. It is a mystery that is hid. But when they discover the plentiful store, then the people, they leave the city, and they come out, and they take their fill. And then one remarks in 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 9, "Then said they one to another, we do not well. This is a day of good tidings, and we hold our peace." And so these lepers, after filling all their stomachs and all these riches, they say, "Look, what we're doing is not right. We're just taking care of ourselves, and there's a whole starving city in there. Let's take the good news back to them." So they go to the city, and they make manifest where the bread is for these starving people. And what they're doing is they're bearing the gospel of good news. Now, these men don't give them bread. These men don't give them water. These men aren't the water or the bread. But they know where the water and the bread is. In like manner, the world turns to sports, it turns to religion, it turns to philosophy, it turns to governments, and their souls are still starving. They bite and devour one another. Well, my friend, are only selected ones allowed to come from Samaria? No. 1,000 times no. They all are able to come. All wanted to come, and they found store right there. Now, we have the goodness of the bread of life, Jesus Christ. I'm not that bread. You're not that bread, but we know who the bread is. We know where the bread of life is. And just like those poor lepers, we have the good news, then we need to carry to a city that is starving. They're headed to hell. We need to carry that message to them, and that they might believe the gospel report and come and find life in the bread of life, the Lord Jesus Christ. We have the good news, but oh, what a terrible thing if we fail to give the news. It would be even worse had those poor lepers not gone back to the city and told the people and allowed them to starve. Now, Paul is writing here in Colossians, and he's asking them to pray and do what they can for these souls that they might be saved here on a foreign field, that although he's in prison, that somehow the door would be open, that he could preach to these lost souls the wonderful gospel of Jesus Christ. And no one could be indifferent to it. You know, missions preached and doctrinally taught is something that we should do today. We should preach missions and we should teach doctrine. But my friend, even back then, missions were preached and they were taught doctrinally as well.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.